Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
How do businesses and institutions find and keep good employees? A recent presentation at the PACE Alliance quarterly meeting in Pella offered some ideas. Let's go in depth with Diane Finnerty with the Central Midwest Higher Education Recruitment Consortium and the University of Iowa. Diane, what group do you represent?
Working currently as the director of the Central Midwest Higher Education Recruitment Consortium Network, and it's sometimes we refer to it as HERC by its acronym H-E-R-C, and it's a regional affiliate of a national nonprofit organization called the Higher Education Recruitment Consortium. So our particular local organization is the Central Midwest. There's multiple regions around the country. And so we're really pleased, as of a year ago, to have brought Iowa, eastern Nebraska, and western Illinois into the mix. So it's the Central Midwest Higher Education Recruitment Consortium.
Well, and you gave a very interesting presentation in Pella the other day, and it was a real nice mix of people, all participants in the PACE Alliance in Pella. You had representatives from lots of the major businesses, Central College. It was a good turnout. What did you think?
I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed working with the planning committee, and I followed Karen talking about the surveys that the PACE Alliance had just done that seemed very innovative, and it was just really wonderful to hear those survey data about what, you know, particularly younger people, but it was across all age demographics, what they're looking for in Pella. And so I thought it was a great event, a great tone, a very forward-looking, forward and a collaborative. I thought that was really great, too, to see the collaboration across the different institutions.
Well, one of the things that you addressed was, well, the major focus of your presentation was about recruiting and keeping good people in Pella in positions in local businesses and at the university. And is that something that, is that a common problem for colleges and universities and larger businesses have, or is it just small town America?
No, I would say recruitment and retention of employees and great talent is a challenge for any business, right, business or organization. I think we have some unique challenges in the Midwest that I'm excited about this Higher Education Recruitment Consortium being able to address. I work with the Central Midwest HERC, but I also hold a position at the University of Iowa in our office of the provost. So I work a lot with faculty recruitment. And we were part of the collaboration to bring this regional affiliate to the state of Iowa. And we worked with Iowa State University and University of Northern Iowa, and then the University of Iowa. The three Regents institutions came together because we were all experiencing similar challenges. And the challenges have to do with getting our job openings out to national audiences. All of us have budget constraints, all right, whether it be you're in higher education or maybe in the nonprofit sector or public, that it's expensive to really keep advertising jobs. And so this HERC brings a really unique job board, so that was one of our challenges. A challenge in dual career employment. So a recent study showed that millennial-aged workforce for workforce development employees, about 75% of millennials are going to come with and also a dual career employed spouse. So you have two people in a couple that are both looking for full-time employment. How you meet the needs of dual career couples is a challenge for organizations, and HERC assists in addressing dual career needs. And then the last thing I mentioned on Friday that I think also many of our organizations struggle with is just convincing people, kind of answering the question, why Iowa? That when I was in Pella, I saw a vibrant community. I saw a vibrant economic alliance. I see just the cultural events and the care for the community. I mean, just a beautiful community. And yet part of the argument until people experience a community is, why should someone apply for a job in Pella who's never been there? And we experience that in Iowa City as well. So it's part of being in the Midwest and being kind of, once we get people into our communities, I think they understand. I mentioned at the program on Friday, it's one of the reasons the University of Iowa is starting to kind of brand our employment, that you can come here and build a career, but you can also build a life in terms of you're not just recruiting an employee, you're recruiting a person who may have a family, you're recruiting somebody who's looking for great trail systems, you're recruiting somebody who's worried about commute distance from, you know, front door to office door. And so needing to make the argument and get out to a national audience about why Iowa, I think, is a challenge for our organizations. And I've been excited to see how HERC can assist with that as well.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about recruiting and keeping good employees with Diane Finnerty with the Central Midwest Higher Education Recruitment Consortium. For you and I and all of the listeners, all of us know how different Iowa City and Pella are, but if you're from New York City or Miami or San Diego, it's all pretty much the same to them.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You know, the stereotypes. I'm a born and raised Iowan, and wherever I go, I'm still running into all the stereotypes, right, about what Iowa is in that national view.
Right, and it's really much more than those stereotypes.
Absolutely.
One of the things that you don't want to do, though, is to convince somebody from the big city to come and then invest in them for a few years and then have them leave again.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you sort that out?
Yeah, no, I think that's, there's the recruitment efforts and then there's the retention efforts. And, yeah, I'm not sure my ideal job applicants sitting in a city, they could be sitting in a rural community in Wyoming. They could be sitting in, you know, someplace in Virginia. I mean, it's really to a national audience versus just to kind of people who are urban living. For some folks, it may not be a good fit. And I think that's an important thing for us to say, too, is here's who we are, here's what we offer. And we want to recruit you, but we also want this to be a fit for you and for us. And so there are issues around recruitment and retention. I think what I always talk with committees that are searching is don't make that decision for anybody, that we don't know what employees are looking for in a job or in a community. And what we can do is put our best foot forward and say, this is what, again, your career or your job would look like, but here's also what our communities offer. And then they make the decision. When organizations are recruiting employees, it's particularly for certain positions, it's kind of a mutual recruitment, that one, the organization is looking for the best talent, and then once you found that talent, those people are looking at, okay, is this, you know, then it becomes more competitive of, is this really the organization that I want to grow in or the community I want to grow in? So it's this kind of mutual courting that happens sometimes, and all we can do is put our best foot forward, and there's some amazing stories to tell about quality of life in Pella and in Iowa and in our region.
Now, let's just say that I'm the HR person for one of the larger companies in Pella. So I've got to make sure that our jobs, and your organization will help with this, make sure that our jobs are posted to the places it needs to be posted, mm-hmm. and that we're messaging correctly, right? Are those my starting points? And if so, where do we go from there?
So certainly getting the word out and it's both getting jobs out, you know, and advertisement, but it's also what are some of the relationships that we can build. So The Central Midwest Higher Education Recruitment Consortium, for example, is it's a network around our state, and again, also eastern Nebraska and western Illinois. And it's a network that helps employers help each other in many ways. So, for example, if there's an employer in Des Moines that is recruiting someone and getting their jobs out, and let's say they've recruited an employee and that employee has a dual career partner, then they could look to the network and say, hey, Pella, do you have something that you can also offer the other person in this couple? Or other way around, there may be somebody in Pella that recruits, you know, the employee they want, and during negotiations, the person says, oh, and by the way, my spouse or partner needs a job as well. You can look to the network to help make connections, right, so that you can, it really is what I love about the HERC network. It's collaborative. It's not a competition for talent. It's a how can we help one another out. So in addition to, one, having jobs, and two, advertising them, I think we need creative ways to build relationships and identify talents differently than just putting a job ad someplace. And the HERC network, in my mind, really helps assist with that.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about recruiting and keeping good employees with Diane Finnerty with the Central Midwest Higher Education Recruitment Consortium. Well, and I had no idea that so many of the millennials came as career couples.
Mm-hmm.
That 75% number was pretty stunning for me. And then, as you said at the meeting, you can't even ask somebody about their marital status,
right,
or relationship status when you're interviewing them.
That's right.
And so
So if you're HR person, that it's a tricky dance. One of the ways we encourage the network members to do is to be out front about it and say, you know, we understand that employment decisions often involve two careers, or as the university's doing is saying, hey, come here and build a career, but we also know you're interested in building a life. So here's how we can help on that side as well. Search committees, it is illegal to ask, are you married? It's illegal to say, are you bringing kids? And then it gets a little tricky if the candidate brings it up before, you know, just during the interviewing and starts talking about it. If, you know, some HR people will say, stop the conversation right there, because you don't want that to kind of influence the final employment decision. So it's a little tricky to talk about dual career issues and family issues when you're in the recruitment process. That said, it's sometimes an incredibly important aspect of whether somebody makes a choice to apply and or accept an offer. So you have to really, as an organization, say, we understand that, we know that, here's the resources, and we are going to recruit you in a way that helps understand that you're looking at a variety of things. You might be looking at the school systems. You might be looking at where can you afford to buy a house. It might be where the faith communities will I be able to worship with people that I care about. It could be the trail systems. It could be, you know, hey, can I still get my cup of Starbucks, or where are your coffee things? I mean, who knows, right? But a lot of things go into how people think about what they need to build their life. And I was very excited to hear the results of the PACE Alliance survey, to actually ask people, what are you looking for? And then to help kind of guide some planning, community-wide planning, to get there. It was a very interesting presentation, and I think Pella's doing great, great work in that area.
Well, now we often have items before us to consider as communities, bond issues, referendums, et cetera, that relate to the quality of life. And what I'm hearing from you is all of those things matter in terms of not only keeping and recruiting and keeping good employees, but maybe even attracting the people that will come with jobs, the businesses.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, because you want to know you're investing, if you're a business, into a community, one that either has some infrastructure or certainly understands the need for it and where if you recruit employees, the employees want to live and work. And like you said, and put down roots and stay too. One of the things HRC does is it helps employers, again, kind of back to this dual career. There's a dual career search technology, and if any of the listeners want to check it out, you can go to, it's in one word, Central Midwest, HRC.org, and it's, again, HRC is H-E-R-C, so Central Midwest, HRC.org, and you can go and look at, there's a dual career search resources and tools where you can put in what your job interests are, your keywords, and then also a spouse or partner can put them in, and then it will show up where currently in Iowa, with the jobs we have in there, can both people be employed in their areas, but it will also give you all the national jobs. And so HRC tries to create that network so that maybe somebody's being recruited, as I said earlier, in Des Moines, and maybe they want to live in Pella, and the other person works in Pella. Or it could be the other way around, that maybe one person works in Pella and does the commute, and the other one lives in Des Moines. So you've got a major, more major metropolitan area also within the area that can assist Pella in communicating infrastructure as well. Well, I think your end goal is to get people to work and live in Pella, right? That's the end goal for particularly PACE Alliance. But there's alternatives as well.
Well, any final reflections on your visit?
I would say again that I was very excited to hear the work that the PACE Alliance is doing. I'm committed. The Higher Education Recruitment Consortium is again a network between higher ed institutions and community partners. And so it was wonderful to hear the president of Central College speak as well. And I know some of the work that they're doing there that's also exciting. And then just to think about whether and how joining this regional network might be of use to Pella. And so I look forward to staying in conversation and supporting each other in our mutual goals. So thank you for a chance just to talk a bit more about it, and be glad if there's any questions, people can go to our website, centralmidwesthrc.org, or contact some of the people who attended the presentation last week as well.
Thanks to Diane Finnerty for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.